The $150,000 award will help Wisconsin train investigators who gather DNA samples at crime scenes. It will also lay the foundation for using robotics to analyze DNA. Jerry Gertz directs the Department of Justice's Madison Crime Lab. He says right now DNA cases are handled by hand. Analysts identify what are called stains, isolate them, extract them, and eventually use them to draw up a unique DNA profile.
And that takes a significant amount of time. The robotic process, after the stains are identified, would pretty much automatically do the rest of the process.
Wisconsin Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says the state currently has more than 940 DNA cases pending. The hope is that this money will point out ways crime labs can be more efficient.
With that kind of roadmap in place, we are going to be able to make the case for what we need in DNA testing here in Wisconsin, not just for today, but 10 years from today.
Wisconsin's DNA caseload has gone up by more than 160% in the past decade. In addition to crime scene evidence, the state receives about 800 DNA samples from convicted offenders every month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.